So, what should we talk about? How the Brewers doing? The Brewers looking good. I can hear they got some pretty good arms this year. How's the weather? Sports are great. Man, sports is great. Like, at a certain point after the overtime where I'm displaying all the I thought I handled it pretty well. Like I don't, I do not display the characteristics of a abusive husband, nor am I. But, the five stages of grief, you're going through it. Like right now, I really feel like I had like a weightlifting injury like a decade ago where I was benching and I kind of strained my neck, and so. Ever since then, when I have a surge of adrenaline, like I feel it in my neck, and I'm feeling it in my neck now. But at a certain point, like I'm yelling for my son, like come back, Wes, hit a shot, come back, and the kids don't care, whatever else, and I'm watching it in the room. And at a certain point, my wife is like, "Babe, they just don't have enough offense," and I'm like, "You are the wise owl right now." This will not be coherent. I put up the bat signal for everyone else to kind of join. I think everyone else probably flung their phones. I mean, I don't know what to, I don't know what to say. Like we're the armies that conquered by Genghis Khan, like at a certain point, just like happy to bear witness to like just the like if you were getting stomped by Hannibal's elephants, were you just like, wow, I'm really a part of history right now? Because this is literally what happens. Like when you get whooped, it's like when you see boxers. Don't watch boxing; it's human cockfighting. But when you see boxers, and one guy gets whooped so bad that it's all about the hugs and the love at the end of it. Like we've been subjected to such psychological warfare and emotional torture that I am beginning to love my captors, and I just want my captors to be like. Oh, good job. Good job. It was a good series. It was not a good series. Man, I gotta face this heat due tomorrow at work too. Again, it's not your fault. It's not our fault. It's gonna be a jailbreak now to see. I can't imagine. I think the tidal wave is so much that your Bucks film rooms and your, Ty and Rohans and your Adam and Jordans and your Frank and Kanes and your Erics and your everybody else. No shade to any of them, but like this becomes a thing where you got to get on the right side of this, I would say. Or not. I mean, anyone can feel any kind of way about whatever. I felt these are not game summaries. This will not be a season summary. And this will not be a cutesy podcast where I cut in clips from all the years, all the times I was saying this stuff when I was right. 2021 was great. 2021, we can say right now, was a fluke. It was a fluke. As a matter of fact, the title of this episode should be Past Performance is Not Indicative of Future Success, or whatever that saying is. That's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. And you guys, look, I'm gonna be like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde for the remainder of this 5 minute podcast, where I'm like, hey guys, it's okay. Hey guys, it's okay. Bucks After Dark is an idiot. These people, we let these clown kids come. Oh, hey, it's all right. Soothing, soothing. Oh, don't you dare tell me to not blame it on Bud. And it's gonna go back and forth, and back and forth. Now Kendrick wants to get on. It's too late. Just whatever. I'm almost done. I'm sitting in my car shivering. A fox crossed my path the other day. It was my wife. No, but seriously, like majestic creatures. Really majestic. I really like just a majestic creature. He didn't show me like, is that, they kind of got needly teeth. I don't like that so much, but beautiful animal in the wild. Yeah, so I don't have jokes and stuff. Like, these guys are chokers. These guys are chokers. And there was a lot. There was a lot. So, first things first. Budenholzer's got to go. First things first, he's got to go. And I always reject the lynch mob. Like, that's my thing. If the lynch mob is going one way, I'd be like, all right, let's look at this from all angles. We don't want to just go along with the lynch mob. His pimp hand wasn't strong enough, y'all. And we all knew it. And we all knew it because it's the inches in front of your face. It's all the kind of stuff we were saying. And it's all this. And people were like, yeah, but 31 points and 12 rebounds and whatever else. We wasted this Giannis thing, man. We wasted it. And because I know we were going through some stuff with COVID, so it's like different. But, okay, 2020, that didn't work, you know, and it was like the darkest before the dawn, all this kind of stuff. We didn't train him to be smart, and I kept saying it. And you guys were like, yeah, but resume-wise, look at him, look at Giannis and Chris climbing up the list of Bucks ranks and all this kind of stuff like that. And I think DZ or somebody said it tonight. I would agree. I'm not going to remember who said what. He's not top 10. First of all, top 10 is really hard to get to. Like, Kobe's like 14 or 16. And this is what happens. Yes, I know Durant got swept last year, and there's all the kind of stuff. Like, stupid is another good name for the episode. It'd be stupid is as stupid does. I'm just gonna go backwards. I thought that, and this will be this also episode will be a exercise in confirmation bias, where I'm just gonna confirm my priors. I thought it was an outstanding Chris Middleton first quarter, and anyone who's listened to this has heard me say a million times, what we need him to do is shoot and flip quarters. But I also said, okay, now he's going to be done. And I don't know why we thought he wasn't going to be done. He is, I'd have to think about it. I'm trying to like memento this game out of my brain. He's probably the least egregious of the big four. Maybe Brooke got backdoored at the end. Again, my brain's going forward and backwards. You have to accept the limitations of certain players. It's not so much about the money, but so going backwards from the last play, cowardice. He can't get the shot off. It's not the old man game. You can't get the shot off. He couldn't get it off. So the only point in having a Joe Johnson-like closer, a Carmelo Anthony-like closer, which he's not, is to be like, hey, I got this now. And I can't be too mad about the Strus call, really, although it was a terrible call because he got a terrible call. And Giannis, it's the same thing we said all year, all 5 years. I appreciate him not falling down like Embiid and acting like somebody hit him with a blow dart from like section 300. I appreciate that. But if you listen, we were saying that the thing is, in the regular season, you can just yell and get a call. Just, and they'll give you the call. You'll get that call. Postseason, not so much. So you don't have moves. You don't have a bag. Case closed on that, my guy. Thank you again for the 50 points. Thank you for making every free throw. And for always playing hard, except for, you know, again, you came back. You came back from a broken tailbone and all that. This is what this is. This is always going to be what this is. He'll be a little bit worse next year. And probably not smart enough to make up. So like the curve or the scale, I guess, or the sliding scale or the axis, I guess, would be a better thing. The athleticism is going to go down 10%, 15% every year. And the intelligence is not going to go up by an equal amount. Clearly. And all that dark side of the force stuff, it is what it is. Again, I thought Middleton did some nice stuff. Him and Drew. Like throwing a pass to a streaking Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton can't beat Kyle Lowry in a foot race, like badonka dunk and all. He can't beat Kyle Lowry in a foot race. Why would you throw that ball? Why would you not take that timeout at the end of the game? Oh, I don't know. Like Jason Kidd thinks that was bad clock management, man. What is going on? And it's over. It's all over. At least when you gack all over your jersey, Aaron Rodgers style in the NFL playoffs, it's really only so many plays that you messed up. You messed up a couple third and eight, somebody fumbled, somebody missed a field goal, then you threw the pick. But it's really only like, ultimately in football, a lot of times, it's like five things that you did wrong. You just didn't make plays, right? And just write down the list. The guys missed the free throws. And what's so tragic about this, what is just Shakespearean in the weight and the gravity of this dark comedy, this like tragedy for fools, is we finally tried. We finally accepted. We finally paid the toll. We finally paid the cost to be the boss. What other cliches you got, right? We finally stepped up to the line. We laid it on the line. We did all this stuff. Finally, we contested the shots. But Gabe Vincent Van Vliet. But, you know. And we should not be rewarded for attempting to scam the game. Honestly. And that's like big, that's a big cope right now. Kendrick's in the back channel blaming Drew the whole game. I'm blaming, you know, I'm blaming Middleton the whole game. And, you know, Curbs Bray blaming blaming Wesley West. Shout out to Wesley West, man. He's not going to – it'll be some trivia question of which one of these guys did not get a ring. It'll be West and George Hill, you know. Yeah, right down the list. Right down the list. Ingles, I feel like in the first half, just came in and threw a dumb pass. We're the dumb pass team. And honestly, truthfully, because I got to feel like you're listening to this just to hear me say just the worst things at this point. Just because it's like, I don't know what anybody else is going to say. And I'm not even saying those guys are like my peers like that. I'm just saying, like, they're going to say it's really bad. When did Rohan turn to Stugatz, by the way? Anyway, doesn't matter. The legacy, and you heard us say that on that episode, because all I can do, like, I can have stupid opinions, but all we're going to do is say what we think. The legacy of the Valley Oop is that it was a stupid decision. It was a dumb play. It was a bad idea. It was doubling down on good fortune. And even in that play, Giannis missed the free throw and Drew heroically tipped it out, and then Giannis tipped it again, and then Drew, and then Chris fell down and got more free throws. It's, you know, I thought Drew played pretty good defense. I didn't have too much of a problem with his effort, but we were just all year, the last couple of years, just the opposite of battle-tested. And thank goodness that Giannis stayed, but Giannis should have went to the Heat. That's the only smart thing Kendrick Perkins has said in his whole life, that Heat culture stuff. He'd have three rings and a hook shot by now. Feels like I'm just kind of venting. What else? Pat did a couple nice things. But I'm going to use words like, it's 14, 3 seconds, I could probably just stop. I'm going to use a lot of words like coward, but it's just the natural cowardice of the modern athlete. You make hundreds of millions of dollars and you're just like, you're not really built for this no more. You're not really built to like bruise the other team and get bruised and throw off their shot because now they're having to play so much harder. Turnovers aside, this is the kind of game that I liked. I thought a lot of people really gave their all. And for as many terrible calls as the game had early on, I don't know how many calls Giannis really earned. I thought the early part of overtime went away when Drew couldn't get either of those layups to go. I've told you the entire time that Chris wasn't going to have enough lift on his legs to do anything, and Chris Middleton did not save us because that's not in his skill set. Give him a shot tied up. Give him one shot with a tie game. That's your guy. but the cowardice just carries forward. I mean, it's just the sports cowardice again. Just they're not really in for the big shots. Nobody in this team was ready for the big shot. I guess Grayson didn't see. I'd kind of be good if I never watched that play again, but it's embarrassing. So again, run a dunk, man, because all that run a dunk man stuff is now locked in. This makes like the 2011 finals look like, you know, it makes it look like it from the Mavericks' perspective, I guess. This is, you lost the narrative. We lost the narrative. And we'll get to claw just a little bit of it back because Giannis was hurt and didn't play in those games. Don't you ever mention any of these guys next to Ray Allen again. Don't you ever mention any of these guys next to Sidney Moncrief again. Nah. Nah. They're not on Mount Rushmore. They're not. Just Giannis. And, you know, kind of feel like this is a rant. It is 12:50. It's almost 1 in the morning on the East Coast. I only had to wake up at 4:30, so that's cool. Saved a lot of money. Also had this game booked. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what actually takes place now. Will they actually? Because that's the thing with all of this, right? Like, if you were smart on Middleton, if you were smart on Bud, if you were smart on these kind of things, or to some extent Drew, but again, I feel like Drew continues to not benefit from the hierarchy, but Drew's bad. But again, like, Bucks fans, it's a whole other thing. That, like, Drew was 0 for 3, and people were like, burn him, and it's like, okay, good. It's fine. Like, I know what I'm going to get from him. But if you understood what these guys are, you would have been looking to trade them at all times. For whatever reason, the only person on a Bucks roster in the past however long that was like properly rated was like Brogdon, where they're like, oh, it's a pretty good guy. We don't maybe necessarily want to pay him. And everybody else, and I guess you could say PJ, but I mean, do you want me to talk about PJ for 10 minutes? Bud was on the hot seat. We all recognize he was on the hot seat. Everybody said he didn't make adjustments when he got here. We all knew the deal. And now, retroactively, everything gets questioned by everyone. We were talking the other day. It's like, you know, your whole life the Bucks weren't in the playoffs. They were quickly dispatched by like the Pistons or the Bulls or somebody, or you know, through like the aughts, through past 2002, they'd sneak in every once in a while. I'd like to think the Celtics got them one year. Who did the Boga team lose to? No, we lost to the Hawks. But like, so this ruins my, like, I'm literally not going to listen to sports radio for 6 months now. That, like, this has ruined my enjoyment of like basketball. Usually like the Bucks weren't in it, so like you could get past the Bucks and then watch these games. Like, every broadcast is going to be like, we're frauds. We're frauds. We lost to the Miami Heat. We lost to a play-in team. And they backdoor gentlemen swept us. The overall number one seed in basketball. The overall number one seed. And if we'd have been trying at the end, we'd have been the number one seed by like 5 games. So that's nice. That's nice. Is there anything else that can be said? And ultimately, like, when Chris is gone, I think this will be kind of thought of as kind of like his little bighorn. Because, again, like, I really – he saved us in the first quarter. This might not even been – this might have just been another laugher. And maybe it had been embarrassing, but it had been embarrassing in a different kind of way. I just can't believe he passed that ball. But that, I mean, even going back to the bubble, like, people forget that. I mean, he just doesn't have a shot for these kind of situations. Like, people forget that before Giannis stupidly touched Jimmy's oblique, that Chris grifted 3 free throws. Like, he's going to try to grift. He tried to grift 3 free throws in the game where he had to get an IV or whatever they were talking about in the Jason Terry shot game where we blew that game because of Chris. Like, he's gonna try to grift at the end of the game. He can't he can't rise and fire. Somebody might block it. And like, we lost the all decade team player or whatever at this point with Butler. I feel like I'm running out of steam at this point. To circle back, the great thing about sports is they can make you really feel, and wake up in the morning and I'm gonna have coffee and I'm gonna be mad, and then like 9:45 I'll be looking at some paperwork or doing something else, and then it'll hit me and it'll be like, oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. I wasted my year. Oh, that's right. I wasted the last 2 years with this. So, it's sports. It's fun. It's not our fault. The blue line, the court looked ridiculous. I kind of like the blonde nature of the hardwood is totally fine. I don't know why both five serves are on the same side of the circle logo. It seemed like you'd have one facing the other way. And the blue line is terrible. Right. The blue line is terrible. Ugh. The blue line Bucks. Let the blue line forever be associated with choking, with looking like, you know, look who's the guy in Blue Chips? It's like a name like Danny, the guy who was shaving points. He's like, Coach, we it's no big deal. We still won the game. We just covered the spread, Coach. Everyone's doing it. Yeah. A lot of people are going to tell you now not to respond with anger. Be kind to your fellow man. Be kind to your fellow Bucks fan. People are going to pull receipts and do all that kind of stuff. I think it's time for another hiatus for me, but sports is fun. Sports is fun. It's better than it's a proxy for actual wars, right? So the team from my city is not as good as the team in your city. You know, that kind of, it's actually a nonsensical thing when you think about it. Boy. We did a spaces at halftime. I think that's probably going to get deleted also. 23-minute, 5-minute podcast. I am out of steam. I'm sure I'm forgetting something else. If you feel, you know, go ahead and share this if you want. Or don't. But if you feel like I'm not blaming the right people or if it's whatever else, this is not, again, these are not game summaries. This is like a weird Rorschach. And like when the police have somebody in the interrogation room and everyone says like your memory, you know, your memory's not reliable at all. Yeah, your memory's not reliable at all. And for me, that's kind of good in this case. But the adjective is stupid. The adjective is careless. The adjectives are complacent, foolish, hubris. Dumb team. Dumb team, dumb coach. Maybe at some point in the distant future, if I'm have a weekend by myself, I'll finally finish the final awards and we could probably be done with this podcast. Basketball is beautiful. We'll probably transition to the YouTube stuff and just, but thanks everybody, man. I know everybody's hurting, but just remember, it actually doesn't mean anything. Number one. Number two, it's not your fault. Number three, Kendrick says, let's read some of Kendrick's to you. Number three, there is no number three. Bye.